KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, a few snow flurries in the air, and it's currently 16 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with scattered flurries expected this morning, a high around 22. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. Well, police in Creston say a Creston man, 28-year-old Sean Cody Stauffer, was arrested late Sunday night on drug charges at the Creston Walmart. Stauffer faces possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. He was also wanted on a Union County warrant for probation violation. Stauffer remained in the Union County jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. 19-year-old Tanner J. Allen Cassidy of Creston was arrested Sunday afternoon on a Woodbury County warrant for OWI first offense. Cassidy was also being held in the Union County Jail pending a court appearance. Creston police say 17-year-old Tony Marie Van Scoy of Creston was picked up early Sunday morning on an OWI first offense charge. The teen was referred to juvenile authorities and then released to her mother. And on Valentine's Day, Creston police arrested 25-year-old Michael Lee Schweiters of Lorimore on a Union County warrant for a probation violation. The man was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center and held pending an initial court appearance. Fire officials in Sioux City say they're investigating what started a small fire at a feed plant. Someone called authorities early today and reported seeing smoke near the Hubbard Feeds Incorporated plant in Sioux City. Assistant Fire Chief Brad Robinson said crews found a small smoldering fire had broken out in the facility's cooling tower down in the basement. Robinson said the fire was extinguished and damage was confined to one cooling box of feed pellets. The Cass County Health System Foundation is offering $10,000 in scholarships to students who are enrolled in and have been accepted into a nursing or medical doctor training program. The scholarships were established by a bequest from Louie and Elsie Hansen. John Mulgard, CCHS Foundation board member, said the Hansons believe strongly in the importance of education and the need for well-trained healthcare professionals. Mulgard said also they're very proud to provide this scholarship in their memory. The Louie and Elsie Hansen Memorial Scholarship was established to benefit Cass County High School graduates who are enrolled and have been accepted into a college of nursing or medicine, leading to an LPN, RN, BSN, or MD degree. Two $5,000 awards will be presented. Consideration will be given to the applicants' scholarship, citizenship, and leadership abilities. Applications are available at area high school guidance offices and the foundation office at the Cass County Health System. The application can also be downloaded at www.casshealth.org. Scholarship applications are due April 1st. Helping a child succeed in school and prepare for education beyond high school can challenge any parent. And when parents have not experienced college, it can be difficult to know how to create a path for their child to go to college. In Iowa, college participation is lowest among youth who live in families with low incomes and among Latino youth. Juntos para una mejor educación, or Together for a Better Education, is a series of workshops for parents and middle school youth to help them gain knowledge, skills, and confidence and access the resources that will help youth be successful in school as well as pursue a higher education. High school youth are welcome to participate as well. Sandra McKinnon, Human Sciences Specialist at ISU Extension Research and Outreach, says that Juntos means together in Spanish. The program brings together Latino families, school staff, and community partners to promote academic success and high school graduation among youth. Youth explore different paths that they may take, such as a college or university, community college or trade school, a degree or sort of a certification, etc. ISU Extension and Outreach partners with local organizations and schools to implement Juntos and some or all of the wraparound components in communities. The program is led by a community team that commonly includes representatives from schools, public and private youth and family community-based organizations, as well as faith organizations. During the first session, they'll discuss the importance of education and how parents and youth can work together to make education a family goal. And if you'd like to learn more about that, you can contact Sandra McKinnon at 712-355-2067 or go to www.extension.iestate.edu/human-sciences/Juntos, J-U-N-T-O-S. There's a link to that under this same story on the KJAN news page. The Governor's STEM Advisory Council will highlight the accomplishments of the effort this Thursday at the Capitol Building in Des Moines, but gave a preview of the Governor's news conference on Monday. The focus on STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and math, began in 2011 and Advisory Council co-chair, Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds, says the upscale or the scale-up programs have been key.
Getting those high-quality programs in the hands of students. And these 10 outstanding STEM education programs, I am happy to say, are reaching over 117,000 students in the state of Iowa.
The legislature appropriated $5.2 million for STEM programs in 2014-2015, and that is supplemented with support from other sources.
Scale-up programs, I'm happy to say, are in more than 90% of the 338 school districts across the state of Iowa, as well as many non-public schools and out-of-school settings. And our goal is to be in 100% of the school districts, and we hope to do that relatively soon.
The executive director of the STEM Advisory Council, Jeff Weld, is also an associate biology professor at the University of Northern Iowa.
We've been at this for 3.5 years, and I think we're beginning to see some evidence of our effect. We have a wonderful uptick in the number of post-secondary community college and four-year college majors in STEM fields that we're seeing lately. We're seeing a wonderful evidence of public support and awareness of the STEM cause for our state. We're seeing an encouraging rise in the number of teachers earning math and science teaching endorsements. And
STEM information shows a 13% increase in the number of teachers in Iowa with one teaching endorsement in science or math.
Last year, the Board of Educational Examiners approved a new STEM endorsement. So unlike your and my school experiences where we took math, we took science, kids of our futures here in Iowa, not too distant future, will be able to take STEM classes by teachers trained and prepared to teach interdisciplinary, active, community-based, problem-solving approaches to learning.
Displays touting the work of the STEM Council will be set up in the Capitol Rotunda on Thursday in Des Moines. A Senate committee has approved a bill that would expand public preschool for four-year-olds in Iowa. The Democratic Majority Education Committee voted 9-5 in favor of the bill. It now moves to the full Senate for consideration. The bill would provide extra funding for school districts that expand preschool programs. Democratic Senator Herman Kornbach, the bill's sponsor, said the funding would be offered for 3 years. He estimates it could cost the state more than $7 million to enroll 6,000 more students. Senator Brad Zahn, a Republican from Urbandale, says he is concerned about the bill's potential costs. The committee voted along party lines. A similar bill failed to win full legislative approval last year. And Governor Terry Branstad said he expects to approve legislation this session that would address road funding, but he declined to say whether it would be through a 10-cent increase to the fuel tax. Branstad told reporters Monday that legislation in the House and Senate could change before it reaches his desk for approval. When asked if he would support a 10-cent tax increase, he said he would reserve judgment until seeing a final draft. The bills, as they're currently written, would raise the state fuel tax by 10 cents. Panels have sent bills to full committees in the House and Senate for consideration. Branstad and the lawmakers have been vocal about raising money to help fix Iowa's network of bridges and roads, many of which are in disrepair. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.